This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi, and it's available for SkyMiles members. Being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, happy October. It is officially fourth quarter. This episode that you're about to listen to, I recorded it a couple of weeks ago on my YouTube channel. So if you guys are not subscribed to my channel, subscribe to the Tatum Tamia channel. I'll put the link in the description because I'm now doing my behind the scenes record with me videos on my YouTube. And that's where you guys will see me show up the most in real time. Everybody who tuned in to that a live stream that I did recording this episode got to hear this show ad-free and weeks early. And I want you who haven't heard this yet to have the same benefit, to be ahead of the game. So again, my YouTube is Tatum Tamia. I will take the link to the channel and put it in the show notes to make it easy for you to click on and subscribe. When I get to talking about business, I love it so much, and I just want to make sure everybody has everything that they need. And this episode was supposed to be, you know, usual 30 minute type of episode. This joint ended up being like 45 minutes of me going in about executive planning. So I'm actually going to break this up into two parts, because especially for those of you guys who have not done this before, it might be a lot of information, so I want you guys to be able to digest this. I'm going to break this up into two episodes. And can I actually, before we even get into it, give you a quick update? Because again, I recorded this weeks ago and I just finished the first phase of my executive planning for 2022. And my husband and I met on Friday. I'm recording this update on Sunday, the same day the episode comes out. And on Friday, we sat down and just went over all of my findings from doing this executive planning. And he presented to me all of his findings from him reviewing our financials and everything with the company. And can I just say one, I am so proud of what God is calling me to build with Anchor Media. We just continue to grow and demolish our goals. And I also have another goal that was huge for me this was probably the top goal that I had for this year. It was something that was always top of mind, something that I always kept on the altar for God, and we accomplished it. I can't tell you what it is yet. I will. I promise you. I can't tell you what it is just yet, but I'm just on such a high, and I want you guys to really take everything that I'm explaining to you in this executive planning part one podcast, because when you're truly diligent, when you're truly working hard and not just doing a bunch of stuff, not just hustling, but when you keep your head down and you're focused on what God has called you to do, you're strategic. You're not just saved, but you're strategic with what He's calling you to do. He is going to allow you to build the business of your dreams brick by brick, the business that is going to make the impact, that's going to save millions, that's going to get people saved from going to hell and get their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're going to have this huge impact, but you're also going to build a functional business that leaves an inheritance for your children's children, that gives you freedom of your time, that gives you financial freedom to be able to do the things that you've always wanted to do. So I'm just grateful being on the other side of the phase one of this executive planning. I'm just so grateful for what God has allowed us to do so far. And I'm so excited about where we're going. There's so many exciting things over here, man. And I just wanted to come in and give you guys that update to show you the effectiveness of having or the effectiveness of executive planning before we start this episode. So without further ado, here's part one to executive planning for 2022. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today's episode is all about executive planning for 2022. I'm really excited about today's episode. The last couple of weeks, you guys got to hear my interview with Latina. You got to hear both parts of my interview with Kyla. And so now I want to get to business. We've handled a lot of the spiritual stuff over the last few weeks, talking about spiritual warfare. We talked heavily about just obeying God and just being relentless in your pursuit of Him. We heard Kyla's story where she heavily talked about that and the things that God has her doing. And so today I want to talk a bit about business. And again, the title of today's episode is Executive Planning for 2022. If you guys have been listening long enough, I told you guys, I believe it was 2019. It was either 2019 or 2020 where God told me that He needed me to move from entrepreneur to executive. Y'all know I talk all the time about having a business meeting with God. And so this concept of going from entrepreneur to executive was birthed through this business meeting with God. And this is something that I do throughout the year, but it's really a big thing that I do around this time of year. And so back then, I was really just seeking God about what the next year held for me. And that's kind of the way that I do things is, God, what are we doing? What's the plan for next year? And I just sit, I listen. And then once He gives me the plan, I then take it and then execute it, communicate it to the team and things of that nature. So during that year, He told me, I need you to go from entrepreneur to executive. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that means. So I was looking up entrepreneur and then I was looking up executive. And we know an entrepreneur is somebody who starts a business, but I wanted to know what the real difference between an entrepreneur. Hold on, y'all, somebody outside my door. Like, sis, move. See, this is why I like doing record with me, is because y'all could see where the stuff that happens behind the scenes. I'm about to write down the timestamp so I can edit this out. Okay. So what was I saying? So I then went to start to look up the difference between an executive and entrepreneur. So you guys know an entrepreneur is somebody who starts a business. Now, an executive is somebody who is in the C-suite of an organization. So they could be the CEO, the CFO, the COO, the CMO. You know, these are executives. Now, when you start a business, on paper, you're the CEO. Now, we know God is the CEO. Like, that's the message that is the theme of this podcast. But we can't put Jesus Christ of Nazareth on our LLC papers. So you are the executive in your business on paper and the one that's actually acting out these different tests. And so when I looked up CEO, I want to actually read the job description for you, because this is a title that a lot of times we give ourselves, but we don't actually implement the different roles and responsibilities that goes into this title that we have. We get so caught up in whatever our business is about. So if you're a graphic designer, you may get super caught up in making graphics. You may get super caught up in marketing plans. If you're a marketer, you may get so caught up in the photography. If you're a photographer, you get so caught up in what you do, so much so that you may become more of a subject matter expert than an actual executive. And being an effective executive is how you are going to scale and grow your business. And I want you guys, if you're in a position to where you're a solopreneur and you're doing a lot of things by yourself, I don't want you to feel like this episode isn't for me, or I'm not there yet. I don't have a team. These are the things that you think about from day one. I did a podcast interview the other day and they asked me the question of, well, for those who don't have a team, what would you tell them? And my answer to that is what I will tell you today, is that you don't become an executive when you hire your first person. You're an executive once you form that business. Your name is on that paperwork. Your job has begun once you start that business. And the team and things will come, but that doesn't mean that you're relieved of the duties that are necessary to building a functional, scalable, and successful company. So if we look at the definition of a chief executive officer, and I'm just taking this from investopedia.com, a chief executive officer or CEO is the highest ranking executive in a company whose primary responsibilities include making major corporate decisions, managing the overall operations and resources of a company, acting as the main point of communication between the board of directors, and you may not have that, but this is the definition, and corporate operations, and being the public face of the company. So as you guys can see, and I'll even actually go down and explain a little bit more. A CEO role varies from one company to another, depending on the company's size, culture, and corporate structure. Some of the roles and responsibilities include, again, making major corporate decisions, managing overall operations and resources of the company. So again, this is not contingent upon how many people you have on your team. This is something that you need to be doing from day one. And so when I had that business meeting with God and he told me I needed to switch from entrepreneur to executive, it was because as an entrepreneur, I was so focused on the grind. I was focusing on what it is that I did. And I wasn't focusing on making high level decisions for a company that I am basically in charge of moving forward. And so the result of that was a whole switch. Now, again, this was before I had the team. This was before it was anybody else but me. And so I had to embody and start to learn what it is that was required of me as the executive in this company. And so that's what I'm going to talk to you guys about on today's episode, is how you as an executive can plan for next year in your business.
This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I've been thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. Now listen, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. It's not just about the gross, but it's about what we net, what we take home. And NetSuite gives you the perfect opportunity to net more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. With the way that the economy is looking right now, everything costs so much. So when it comes to these businesses, we have to make sure that we are cutting costs and finding ways to save money and boost performance at the same time. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. 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 I had to start off with the description of a CEO because I want to address mindset. Before we get into any of these details on what it means to plan as an executive, you have to believe that you are an executive. So y'all that are listening, say it with me. I am an executive. I'm going to say it one more time and I'm going to say it slower so that you can say it with me. I am an executive. I said this in my interview earlier this week. Chaos just breeds chaos. So if you are operating in a chaotic way before you have the team, before you have the employees, before you have the revenue even that you want to reach, you're just going to create a chaotic business. You're going to create a business that the second a thunderstorm happens, everything is going to tumble. You're going to create a business that doesn't have the ability to pivot with the times because you didn't take the time to build a solid foundation. And so that's why we're talking about this today. I want you to get into the executive mindset so that you can effectively plan for what 2022 looks like. Now, this is a time of year when I do this, and that's why I wanted to talk about it on the podcast, because I'm not one of those people that believe that you should start planning for the new year in December. I feel like in December, you should be resting and spending time with your family and eating good food and putting your feet up. December is not the time to be in hyper grind mode. It's time to rest. I think the holidays in general are a great time where we should just spend time with our families. And also, if you're just starting to plan in December, you're already moving in a chaotic way because you're in a rush. And I'm one of those people. I believe when you do things quick and in a rush, you make a mess. And you make preventable mistakes. So that's why I do that in September, like around August and September, I start to make the pivot.
But when it comes to executive planning for your business in 2022, I want you to take a look at five key areas of your business. Now, this is one of those episodes where I'm going to need you to have notes. I'm going to need you to have a pen and pad, because I'm not preaching. I'm giving you strategy on how to set your business up for success in the new year. So we're going to cover five core functional areas of your business that you need to consider as you're planning for the new year. The first one is your overall vision and strategy. The second one is your marketing. The third one is your finances. Now, these are in no particular order, by the way. The fourth one is your HR and operations. And then the last one is your technology and equipment. Now, this aspect of planning is what I like to call evaluation. I break things up into phases. Again, when you really take your time to do things, you're able to do them well. So this phase that we're going to be talking about today, and maybe in other episodes, I'll talk about the other phases, but we'll just start here. This phase is the evaluation phase. And this is what I want you to start doing now. Before you get into planning, you need to evaluate where you are. So that way we're not just pulling things out of thin air or guessing or doing based off of what everybody else is doing. You need to evaluate where you are. So again, going to these core functional areas, the first place we're going to start evaluating is your overall vision and strategy. First of all, do you have one? If you don't have one, this is where business meetings with God come in. Like I told you before, when I'm in this phase of planning for the new year, I always sit with God. What are we doing? Today is Wednesday and tomorrow, Thursday, it's on my calendar that is a business meeting with God. I've done a lot of the things that I have listed here. And so I need to go sit in with God to figure out what are we doing in 2022. So this is where you do that. Have that business meeting. If you don't have our devotional, I suggest getting it. But overall, this is where you sit down and you pray, you set the atmosphere, you quiet your thoughts, you go somewhere with a pen and a pad, you're sitting, you're chilling, and you're asking God with a blank page, what are we doing in 2022? And that's the vision that you use as the foundation for your planning once we get to that point. If you already have some type of vision, now that's the vision as far as what you get in prayer, but you also should have some type of strategic plan or some strategic vision for your business. This is something that we created in 2020 for Anchored Media. This was again in that year of me transitioning from an entrepreneur to executive. My husband and I were out of town on a trip for my birthday / baby moon, and we were in a new environment. This really nice resort. So we just sat down and brain dumped, what is the vision for Anchored Media? We talked about the company culture. Again, this is before any employees. We talked about the company culture. We talked about the what the office would look like. Like, we just used this as a pressure-free opportunity to think big. We started thinking about in 5 years, where do we want to go? What do we want to do? And all of that stuff is written out in our strategic plan, in our strategic vision. And one of the things that came out of that, of course, was our company culture. And it really hit home for me. And I talked about this on a previous episode when we had our retreat recently. And so now we have this team of 7 people. Our team was not this big at all. I had an assistant, I think, at that time, but that was it. And so I'm sitting at our retreat looking at this team, and my friend Tish, who is an expert at company culture, she asked, like, what is Anchored Media's culture? And I kind of pinged the question over to the team, like, well, let me not ask that. What do y'all think the company culture is? And the things that they started to communicate were the same things that were listed in this vision that we wrote down before they were even a part of the company. And so it was really a full circle moment for me, because it just showed me the importance of making sure that you have this stuff written down so that you can then act it out as you're building this company. Even when it comes to how we want Anchored Media to be positioned, we want it to be the go-to company that people went to for building and monetizing podcasts. And so a lot of the things that we do, a lot of the services we create, a lot of the marketing strategies we have, a lot of the topics that we talk about, whether it's YouTube or our blog that's on our website, all of these different things. If you go to anchoredmedia.com, it's a lot of stuff on there about podcasting, but all of these various decisions that happen in the rest of the company are a result of this vision and strategy being established and being written down. Now we know, and it's not just a one-year thing. I suggest doing something in like 5 years and like 10-year increments, something that's short-term and something that's long-term. We're playing a long game. I'm trying to build a media conglomerate. That is going to take a very long time. And I'm okay with that. But I need to have some type of vision and strategic vision written down so that I'm able to go year after year in a way that's built into the ultimate objective. So that's the first place I want you to look at, is your strategic vision and strategy. If you don't have one, first, have that business meeting with God so that he can tell you the big picture. If you do have one, I want you to evaluate it and compare it to what you've actually been doing from January 1st to today. Are your key performance indicators, KPIs, being met? Are you off? Are you on track? Where are you? Evaluate it so that you can make adjustments for the rest of the year and that you can also make adjustments for what you're going to start doing in the new year. And again, even after you get the big vision from God, you still need to have something written down so that you have it on paper where your company is going. The second place that I want you to visit during this evaluation period in your business is your marketing. Listen, marketing is the vehicle that drives sales. You can't just look at followers and engagement rates and reach and all of these vanity metrics. You can't just look at those things without looking at how they contribute to the bottom line. Did you make money from the effort that you put in? Do you have a strategy at all? Or are you just posting every day hoping that something sticks? A lot of times it's you get to the place where you realize, okay, I need a marketing plan, a marketing strategy. Something that we do with Anchor Media that I'll give you that I hope you guys do as well. We have a marketing plan and a strategy. Every month, we evaluate where we're at. So we had a meeting today going over, and again, right now is September. I think this episode, when it comes out, I'm not sure where we'll be in the as far as months go. But we had a meeting today going over all of our August numbers. We look at everything. Where are we at? Where are we at in comparison to our plan and our goals? How can we adjust going into the next month? We don't need to get to the end of the year and realize that we've been getting it wrong January through December. If we could realize that in February, that January, we got it wrong, we can make the adjustment to get it right month after month going forward. So some of you guys may just need to develop a marketing plan. Now, with any of these things that I talk about, if these are not your area of expertise, find somebody who is an expert in this area who is able to then serve your business in this way. They don't have to be an employee. It can be an expert, a contractor that you have come in and help create these things for you. You can go to a marketing agency and say, hey, I need a marketing plan. You may realize after you do this evaluation of your marketing, you may realize this is an area that I really need to invest in. And then you can then go and interview with different companies and have discovery calls and consultations to see what company or what person is going to be the best fit for you. And then find out how much they cost. And then you can budget for that. And a great thing, because we're doing this so early, months in advance, you can start financially planning for what you then need to invest in the new year. You're not realizing in December that you need to hire a marketing company, and now you got to come up with $5,000 or whatever within a couple of weeks. Now you're in advance, that you're so far in advance to where you can appropriately plan for whatever it is that you need.
I hope y'all took your notes. That wraps up part one of executive planning for 2022. Make sure that you are subscribed, that you rate the show. And again, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Tatum Tamia, and we'll be back for part two next week. See ya.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.